There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy. Q. This is the Jeff and Jen morning show on Q102.
Okay, real quick, I'm just going to wrap up this topic.
All right.
About getting out of the boring conversation. Right, we're getting close. It was from the Wall Street Journal, if you're curious, and I bring it up because it has tips on how to extricate yourself from a boring conversation. I'm going to get a drink. Can I get you one?
Okay.
Many people said they pretend their spouse or significant other is calling. One couple has a code word to alert each other that they need to be saved.
Yeah, we've done that.
Some people try to pass the long-winded person off on someone else and then flee. That's my move.
Yeah, that's a big one.
A woman in her 80s says she waits for the person who is rattling on to take a breath. And when they do, she starts talking about whatever she wants. But they suggest that whatever you do, be kind.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, Greg Reed was waiting for a flight when a man sitting next to him struck up a conversation. Reed was catching up on work email, and he really wanted to focus on that. But he decided to listen as the man talked about his kids, his job, his workout routine, and whatnot. When it comes to board the flight, Reed says that the man shook his hand and said, "Thank you. That was wonderful. I haven't enjoyed a conversation like this since my wife recently passed away."
Aww.
So he said, "I'm really glad that I listened in that moment, because yeah. You just, you know, you never know what that other person is going through." Another strategy, making a game of it. Todd Kelman's strategy is to pepper the person with questions until he learns something that they can laugh about or have shared interest in.
Okay.
Try to pull someone out. Introducing someone new to the person you're talking to can break up the monologue and broaden the conversation.
So introduce them and then stay put, Jeff. You stay. You don't bail.
Yeah.
Try it.
It's okay to flee if all else fails. Elizabeth Crane, a psychotherapist in Santa Barbara, California, suggests that you give a 3-minute warning, just like you would to a toddler. Say, "I'm afraid I have to be leaving in the next few minutes, but I want to hear the end of your story before I go."
Uh-huh.
Because that makes the person feel validated and avoids abruptness. And then thank the person for their time and tell them, "You hope you see him again." She said, because if you make people feel seen and heard, then they'll always have a good memory of you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But Wagner says, Peter Wagner is the guy who used the "you've pretty much exhausted my interest" line for years. Rather than ending the conversation, though, he's often trying to redirect it, suggesting a new topic such as, "How about them Reds?" And so far, he says, no one has appeared to be offended. He said, if you say it in a friendly way with a smile on your face, it actually works like a charm. So there you go.
There you go. Be charming.
Be charming. You know how to be charming. It is 10 after 8. Jeff and Jen, if you are over the age of 50 and you use any of these terms, you're going to look old, really old, or chuggy, which is the opposite of cool. But here they are anyway. Someone polled Gen Zers and asked Gen Zers to name the most outdated acronyms they think are cringe now. For example, LOL is number one. If you text LOL to someone in their early 20s, they will think you're a boomer even if you're not.
Oh, really?
Ouch.
Yep.
So what are we replacing LOL with?
An emoji. Just the smiles.
Yeah, an emoji will work.
Yeah, that way it doesn't date you at all. It just says, hi, or, you know, smiley face.
All right.
Don't type out the smiley face. Use an emoji.
Instead of LMFAO, write A. Sorry. Instead of LMFAO, write IJBOL. IJBOL, which is short for I just burst out laughing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Also, stop using ROFL, which is short for rolling on the floor laughing. Instead, just send a skull emoji.
Yep.
Like, it's so funny, you just died laughing.
All right.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay. Instead of YOLO, lame.
It's so old.
Right. DIFTP. DIFTP means do it for the plot.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Like, you're the main character in your life, so don't avoid things.
Oh, yeah.
Do what it takes to move the story along.
I read something once that really stuck with me. Live the story you want to tell.
Do it for the plot, Jen.
Live the story you want to tell. That's a great line.
I love that line.
Yeah.
I wrote that over the door when we built our house. The door walking out into the garage, which takes you outside. Yeah. Live the story you want to tell is on the 2x4s behind the walls.
That's cool.
Instead of KK, and I've always hated it since
KK.
Day one.
Yeah. You've never been a KKer.
Never.
No.
Mm-mm. Right. Bet. KK means you're okay, like you're on board.
Yeah.
Bet means the same thing, like
you bet.
Bet.
Yeah. Do not shorten the word great by spelling it GR8. Instead, say that slaps.
Slaps.
That slaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that slaps.
Don't say dis. Say clap back instead. Although I feel like that's kind of tired.
Yeah. That feels old.
Yeah, dis.
You know what we do in our friend group when we don't know what to, you know, someone says something, you don't really know what to say back, but you want to give them some sort of, you know, hey, I heard you. I do the thumbs up, but if you're really feeling it, you can just say, you know, that's right.
Yeah. I always just
doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. I always just send a random emoji, like, you know, recognized. Just whatever it is, whether it's like, I don't know, the surfer, whatever. Just like, got it.
Stop calling things fire. It's already lame. Fire's already lame. Lid is back in style now.
Hmm.
Was in style, then it went away. Now it's back in style.
Lit.
Yeah.
I like this. I'm so hip. I didn't even know it.
You have permission to use lid.
Bet.
Don't call things gross. Call them ick.
Mm-hmm.
Never say, give me the 411. Because no one under the age of 40 knows that that's the number for directors. So nobody under the age of 40 knows what the hell 411 is or
what
was.
Or what it does or why.
Instead, say, what's the tea or spill the tea.
Yeah.
And then instead of saying cray, in 2024, they're DeLulu, short for delusional.
Delusional.
Yeah,
she's DeLulu if she thinks I'm going to. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Huh. So there you go.
All right. Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Tips.
Good ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. It is 8:15. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Weather-wise, most of the showers have moved on out of here. So things are slowly tapering off. But it's still wet out there. Clearing skies, though, later. We will see a high of 76. Frank said we'll see sun. I'm taking his word for it.
All right, Frank.
Before the day is over. And right now, it is 62 at Cincinnati's Q1.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
26 letters.
A.
B.
C.
$1,000. It's the 1K letter of the day on Q102.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Welcome to the show. Is this your first time?
This will be my first time. Yes, sir. Nice.
Happy to have you.
I like it.
Yeah. What do you got on the agenda today? Got planned. What you up to?
Taking the kids to school, then I have to go to work.
I go to work. You work out of the house, yeah. or you in a brick and mortar? Online?
I work at Costco in the pharmacy. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Costco
yeah,
came
a lot of
up.
People don't know
that Costco has a pharmacy. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Yeah, there was an article, millennials and Gen Xers on social media, they're talking about adult things that seemed boring when they were younger.
Yeah.
But really excite them now. And one of them is walking into a Costco.
Really? That's so funny.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
There's just something about it.
There's something about it. That's
well,
so
funny. Well, as soon
funny.
As you walk in,
and
it's
clean
the TVs.
Sheets.
Clean sheets,
clean
yes.
Sheets. Yeah. Is that on the list?
I'll tell you.
It should be.
Let's see. Instant pots.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
Slicing into a perfectly ripe avocado.
Oh, yeah.
Organizing and, by extension, walking into the Container Store.
Yeah. Oh.
That.
For sure.
Paying bills. Checking items off your to-do list. Alone time.
We all got them.
Let's see. Yeah. Yeah. That's and then great. Walking into a Costco. It's so funny.
That's great.
Among other things. So when you do, when you walk into your local Costco pharmacy, say hi to Michael.
There you go. Yeah. Will do.
I'll be there.
All right, buddy. Let's try to win you $1,000. Got an envelope here. I'm going to open it up. See what your letter is. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with that letter. You can't use the same answer more than once. And we think the key to winning is to pass as quickly as possible.
But you play your way.
Yeah.
Don't want to influence because we don't want you blaming us later.
Oh, yeah, if you lose.
That's right.
Right.
All right.
Okay, you got the letter N.
Oh, that's a good one.
As in Nancy. I was trying to come up with a fancy drug that begins with the letter N.
Nicorette.
N.
Nicorette.
Well, what's Aleve, really? Naproxen.
Oh, naproxen sodium?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
What if he answered with all drug names? That would be awesome.
That would be fun.
I'll give him my best shot.
Yeah.
Well, how many drugs are there to start with
what's
the letter N?
The one that you put, Novocaine.
Oh.
That's one.
Novocaine, naloxone, naltrexone.
Look at that.
There's got to be one out there that there's been a commercial for a disease you didn't know existed that starts with an N.
That made you Google because just the side
Ask
effects
your
alone.
About.
Yeah. All right. So we're going with the letter N.
N it is.
N it is.
Okay. Here we go with the letter N. 30 seconds on the clock. Name something you take on vacation.
Necklace.
Something pink.
Neon sign.
Something that snores.
Pass.
Something round.
Nectarine.
A kitchen utensil.
Pass.
A pill.
Naltrexone.
An office supply.
Pass.
A cereal.
Does Nerds have a cereal?
I think they did at one point.
What about like nut grain or something?
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be
Nut and honey?
Nut and honey, yeah.
And they're nut thins.
Kitchen utensil, Nutribullet.
Oh, that's a cracker.
Nutribullet.
Oh, that would work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
really good. Yeah. What about, would you have accepted someone's name?
Yes.
Or something that
Nancy
snores?
Snores.
Absolutely.
Nick? Yeah.
Yep.
I ran through the thing of family members and I was like, can't think of an N.
Right.
I thought neon was a pretty good answer.
That was a great answer.
Yep.
Nipple is something round, too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Nectarine works.
There you go. Yep.
I would pass quicker next time, but the answers that you gave were good.
They were very good.
And I can't believe you had a pill on there.
I
mean,
I
what a gimme,
that so
Jen.
That's pretty good.
That was funny.
You guys added that one.
No, it was there.
She wrote it before we even talked to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, have a great rest of your day.
See you later.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
Bye. All right.
It is 8:29. Yeah, these morning showers are beginning to taper off. Should see clearing skies before the end of the day, at least high 76. Mild temperatures on this last day of April. Mm-hmm. Yes, it feels to me like 2024 is still relatively new. Like my brain is still getting used to writing 24 instead of 20. Yet, we've finished 4 months of this year.
4 months. It's a third gone.
It's crazy.
Rich and I were talking, though. We're really excited that this year we actually got a spring. It didn't go from snowing to 95.
Yeah.
Like, we've had almost a month of, like, spring-like weather.
Yes, where it's rainy sometimes. Sometimes, like, you've been able to wear shorts and sweatshirts.
Yeah. Crazy.
All right. Well, now that we know what Michael's doing with his day, what are you doing with your day? And I ask this because there is something key about Tuesdays and productivity.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.